This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's a jokester. I still say we should probably...
It's true. Isn't that a joke? It's true.
Probably should have our breaks, you know, televised or something. Broadcast this on a different channel, just so we could hear Todd.
Well, you have a premium subscription service, you know, kind of like Rush does. Because exactly all of that right. stuff happens off the air between, you know, segments and during breaks and stuff.
That's right. Exactly right. We're back at Bismarck State College. Bismarck State College is the spot today for a event that the Department of Commerce is hosting related to UAS development in North Dakota. What is a UAS? Todd Quick. Unmanned aerial system. Exactly right. I couldn't wait. I had to tell you.
And I'll just keep my mouth shut then.
Anyway,
Arab States.
It's going on until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And it is an event designed to make sure everybody is aware of where this exciting technology is going in North Dakota. So a lot of things happening that are going on there right now. They have a little panel right now that Tom Canville, who's one of the experts on the UAS space in North Dakota, is hosting and talking about some of the upstart companies that are seeing opportunities here and starting companies, so it's pretty cool. And there's some pitches from the attendees. It'll be talking to some big players here that, hey, here's what we can do. Here's the things we do. So anyway, a good day, a full day on the campus of Bismarck State College. Tom Sawyer will join us in just a little bit. He is the president and partner with Grand Sky Development. Nick Flom, the director of safety for the Northern Plains site, also going to be here in just a couple of minutes. So look forward to chatting with Nick again. If you remember our conversation earlier with George Kirov, George was the vice president and general manager of UAS Solutions for Harris. He talked about how important this UAS test site is. And basically, the FAA has given North Dakota, Senator Hovind's worked really, really hard on this. You've heard him talk a lot about it. And it is the test site space where they say you can do things here that you couldn't do in a lot of other places, including at other test sites across the country. So that's one of the reasons we're a big magnet. But you have to have rules for a test site, and that's what Nick does. So anyway, we'll talk to those two guys about what's going on there coming up on the program as well. So 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And also, you can text us, Todd, at 701-367-2054. That's actually mine. Todd's at 226-8503. All right. Got a little time here while we're waiting for Nick to stop by. I'll read a few of the texts that are rolling in. Take a few of your calls. How do you fix it? The 11 universities and colleges in the Constitution. How do you fix the 11 universities and colleges in the Constitution? How many legislators do not have an institution in their city or legislative district? Impossible to fix politically. Well, you can change the Constitution. So you can change it that way. And, of course, it's been discussed before. And I've heard the argument made from proponents of UND and NDSU that that very provision in our Constitution makes what they do more difficult to do against their peers. And I think the legislature, through the roundtable and work to date, has been designed to say, how do we define a role for everybody so we don't have to worry about that fight? You see that with State College of Science, with their working in the way of, you know, technical jobs, for instance, or BSC transitioning a little to the energy space. Same thing with Williston State College. So have we got there? I don't know. I don't know. I think higher ed in general, all of us should think of it not as the UND I love that's going to beat the Boston University Terriers tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but as an economic engine of North Dakota providing the workforce for tomorrow. Or a NDSU, you know, not so much as awesome football power that they are, and they are, or, you know, a great ag leader and land-grant university for our state, but rather as primary role workforce, right? Jobs. And I don't think we think of it that way. I think we think of it as, you know, sort of kind of like a, I don't know, just a an institution in our community or in our state that's important. And kids just go to school. They're going to school to get an education to go out and meet the workforce needs of the state. That's why an enormous amount of taxpayer dollars are put into that. They're put into that so we have the talent. We have the Wright brothers of tomorrow. So when you say, how do you fix the 11 universities and colleges in the Constitution? If there's two approaches, I guess you could break it up and say they're funded differently, and or you close some of them or whatever. In my mind, we need a workforce. We need one worse than ever. I say find a way that they are meeting the workforce needs of companies of today and companies of tomorrow. And you'll never have to worry about the Constitution. That's sort of playing small ball, almost. Be my take. I don't know if you agree or disagree with that, but I'm just answering the question. Another texter says, normal politician, no answer. I assume referring to Brent Sanford. I thought Brent Sanford did a pretty good job of answering questions. Mind you, you know, he's not going to tell me how he's going to vote. I probably shouldn't have even asked, because if I ask him how he's going to vote, and then he says I would have voted yes or I would have voted no, then whatever his boss does that may or may not be different than how he would have voted, then that was probably my bad for even asking. I'm just kind of curious. Here's the deal. I can read between the lines from what Brent Sanford said on this program and what Doug Burgum has said through the entire campaign, that there is no lack of support for the Second Amendment from either of the two of them. And I think would argue that their arguments, their statements during the campaign would support that, would back that up. So I think what you have going on is you have in this legislation some people that are trying to make a name for themselves. All right? And, you know, honestly, Rick Becker is one of those guys. I think Rick is just trying to find a place to say, I am the kingpin of this. And I don't have any ill will for Rick Becker. I think Rick Becker provides a useful service in reminding people of, you know, just real conservative roots. He would veer more to the libertarian side than conservative side, but there's a stream of that in North Dakota, and there's a stream of that sort of NPL kind of, we need everything from the government, whatever. So guys like that balance that out. He serves a good purpose. He's thrown his name on the line. Wouldn't have to do it as a doctor. Didn't need to do it. He's doing it, and he obviously wants to do more things politically. So he finds things in the legislature where he can enhance his brand politically. But he speaks for a group of people that are good people, that see a role, much like the founders did, of a limited government. I have no problem with that. But I think, when you try to do things sometimes politically, you end up doing it about you and your brand more than you're doing it for the greater good of people. And so there's a little bit of that. So I think some people have invented this idea that, is it South Dakota, it was a problem, and, oh, is Doug really a Republican, or maybe he's a Democrat? And it's a bunch of noise. Again, people trying to enhance their brand. So don't buy the noise. You know, you got a blogger who is going to be bitter till the end of the day because the guy that he wanted to win didn't win, right? And the guy he cheerleaded against strongly lost. And so he's picking away, right? And you got other folks trying to do it. It's just sort of, it's noise around the edges. It isn't really anything to lay awake at night and worry about. Does that help? All right. This next question I can't ask, so I better bring in the one and only Tom Kenville. As I said earlier, one of the UAS pioneers in the state and my go-to guy on UAS. How's everything going so far? How'd your panel go?
Our panel went great, Scott. We've got quite a few entrepreneurs here. You know, the industry just keeps growing and growing. So a year ago, we'd had two operators on stage. Today, we had four or five. We probably have 50 commercial drones in the state now out for hire every day. Looking by the weather, my guys aren't flying in Dickinson today like they're supposed to be, but that's how this industry goes. We have large companies here. I think you had a guest on earlier from Harris Corporation, one of our newest, Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, but it's really exciting to see how all this hard work in the past is coming together.
Yeah, it really is. It seems to be getting a little wind at its back. You know, Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, Harris, and really it's still in its infancy. That's what's amazing. But, I mean, the attention it's getting and the companies coming suggest this thing's about to launch.
Well, one of the fun parts about...
Am I right? Is that a fair assessment?
It's one of the fastest growing industries in the country, in the world for that matter. And North Dakota is on the forefront. One of the panelists we had up today, both North Dakota natives living in California, wanted to come back home, started a business in the drone services industry. And just that's kind of the name of the game, right, for our economic development, get North Dakotans back, get people from the Midwest back here working. And this industry is going to pay well. I think between our company and their company, we're at about 9 employees now and 5 or 6 airframes. So really exciting to see it come on, and also many other operators in the field.
Hold tight. We're looking for Nick Flom, who's going to join us, Director of Safety for the UAS test site. Tom Sawyer, bottom of the hour, so more to come on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550. We're at Bismarck State College. More text coming in, too. Keep them coming. Your calls welcome, too.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Bennett, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm multitasking right now, and I'm a guy. I don't do that well. Tommy, you probably do it okay, but...
I've been watching you for years, Scott. You are correct. You do quite a bit of multitasking at once, like three or four things at once instead of just two. So
just got to pay for the hockey tickets for this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's although I won't be there. I won't be there on Friday.
I won't either.
My wife and daughter are going, but I'll be at the University of Mary tomorrow. Out here for a really neat vocation expo at the University of Mary. They're bringing in the uber smart, the wonderful George Weigel, who is John Paul II's biographer. So, I mean, the foremost expert, really, on John Paul II. St. John Paul II.
So we're putting together a watch event, Scott, locally, so I'm sure
I'll be there.
Keep you informed.
Yes, I will be able to go to the watch event in between things. So I'll do that for sure. Absolutely. Anyway, we are brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. You know what? I love PetroServe USA for many reasons, but one reason is the fact that you get to decide. You decide. That's a good way to go in life. Hey, I'll decide, right? E15, E10, E85, E30, the choices are there. They connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, and then you get to decide what blend you like, what works for you, where you get the best mileage, whatever. So look for the red, white, and blue banner at PetroServe USA locations. They're all throughout North Dakota, Minnesota. Growing now, the Valley Dairy locations are part of the PetroServe USA family in Grand Forks in the Northern Valley as well. So come on in. Great savings always. The 4-for-4 specials, my personal favorite. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, one of the best. 20 ounce to make 2 cookies, 4 items are $4 at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. 10:22 on the program, 9:22 if you're out west in our mountain time. And Tom Kenville's with me, UAS guru. And the question that came in is, how long before I'm able to buy a drone at Walmart and use it? What about the commercial versus home use of these things, Tom?
You can today, Scott, it's about how you use them, right? And so following the rules, if you use them for fun or sport, your son or daughter can fly them in line of sight like the remote-controlled aircraft rules. But if you're going to fly it for hire, you have to be 333, a certificate of 107, written test, so you understand the airspace rules. So I don't know. It's just out of control how fast it's how fast the drone sales are going. I mean, there's 300,000 airplanes licensed in the world, and there's since last January, I want to say there's over 700,000 drones got registered, heading for a couple million fast. So I'm really
saying that again. So 300,000 aircraft in the whole world, yeah. Aircraft as we know them that fly to wherever, or pilot, or general aviation or commercial.
Yeah,
300,000, and just in the last.
Since last January, not this January, but 14, 15 months, there's south of a million, I believe. The number's climbing so fast. And they have to get tail numbers just like an airplane and register them and do those things. But it's, it's overwhelming.
But that's the difference between what you're going to find at Walmart.
Yeah. Right? Well, you can. I mean, our least expensive drone in our company is $6,000. But it's manufactured by a company that also sells cheaper ones at Walmart,
Tell us about your company, Unmanned Applications Institute International. What do you do?
We were the first private drone company in the state in 2010. We do curriculum, online curriculum. If you go to uaiinternational.org, we've got payload training on a certificate type thing. We do consulting with manufacturers, and then we also do flight operations. So I've got 9 employees total now between our company and our sister company, EyeSight, RPB Services. We're flying wind turbines today, hopefully in North Dakota, if the weather clears.
When you say flying wind turbines?
We're inspecting them for damage and wear and tear on the blades. And they used to send people up the tower, scaffold up the, and...
So how does that work? Is it like, okay, no, go over there left, go up a little right, no, over there? I mean, are they, like, directing what they want to see, and then your guys are putting the aircraft where it needs to be?
A little of both. Our airplanes can fly autonomously, but it all depends on the project. And so a little of both. We can fly manually as well. The good things about it, flying around wind turbines, is nobody else flies there. So we don't have aircraft and things, causing the problem, So a lot of different things, like I mentioned in the conference, we had 20 different clients and flew quite a few different clients in wind, power, oil, gas, all the different energies, agriculture.
What if I wanted to just sort of, you know, okay, I want you to take a look at, you know, some of my farm machinery or, you know, I mean, do you do it just for one-off clients too?
We do. We don't focus on that because it's, we're not built to do one-offs. We can, and we can do it legally, but it's not what we focus on.
It's more of, you know, find a need, and then we'll show you how this can work, and then long-term continue that work, right?
Yep.
Maintenance,
yep.
Whatever.
So 3 or 4 years ago, all you would have heard at something like this was how much these are going to change agriculture. Well, they're slowly getting into ag, but there's so much data there. But now we're talking about power lines, wind turbines, oil and gas, and so that's kind of where the market is currently.
Nick Flom is with us here as well, just back from testifying at the legislature. Did they take good care of you?
Great care of me. They're, continue to support us, and, this is a good initiative for the state.
We talked to George Kirov from Harris earlier, and, asked him why North Dakota, and right at the top of that list was the test site. How is the test site here different than anywhere else?
Well, the test sites are established to support industry. So a company like Harris, who's coming to North Dakota, we're trying to attract North Dakota. I have to find a way to differentiate ourselves. There's 7 test sites. I got 6 other states that are trying to replicate everything that we're doing. Got to make it more attractive for them. I have to provide a business opportunities for them where they can't do it anywhere else in the country. We are the first to be operational. So right out of the gate, you could do things here that nobody else could because they weren't operational. First to fly, first to do night operations. And then most recently, first to get approval for Beyond Visual Line of Sight flying. This is something that's a differentiator. Nobody else in the country can do this. And even if that's not what you want to do, you at least know if you come to North Dakota, we can find a way to get the type of approvals that industry needs to do for their testing.
So they're constantly pushing.
Absolutely. I don't necessarily, is it pushing the boundaries or is it just establishing the procedures to actually do it?
Or establishing the boundaries.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Where we need to be.
Yeah,
that's.
Well, like our company, Scott, there's times we fly without the test site because we know what to do legally, and there's other times, hey, I'm not sure what to do here. We go to Nick's group and say, hey, how do we do this? How can we fly like inside certain miles of an airport or in restricted airspace around the airport space or different type of missions? We go to him and they have such a strong relationship with the FAA that they could say, try this, edit that, fill out the forms this way, let us know what we can help. So they're really a helpful tool for any operator, whether you're big or small. They focus a lot more on the biggers because that's where the play is, but it's just great to work with them.
Well, it's fun. Keep pushing the boundaries.
Absolutely.
Or establishing them.
That's right.
Or being the leader. Yeah. When the other UAS type sites come to North Dakota to say, what the heck are you guys doing? Then you know you're doing a good job, right?
Absolutely.
We can't give them too much intel, though, can we?
No. We go speak around the country, Nick and I have, and you kind of just give them enough, but not too much.
Kind of like in hockey. Just, set the bar, and the rest can try, right? Yeah. Good luck for you in the UAS space, I'll tell you. And in hockey tomorrow. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
More coming up from Bismarck State College. We'll talk to Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal. All day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4-for-4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charbroiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
On my way out here this morning, beautiful Steele, North Dakota, couldn't help but notice the Auction Center of North America that Pipers has going up there is... It doesn't look like it's under construction anymore. It's raring to go. And we're going to be there next week, actually, for a big consignment auction, 10 a.m. Hope you'll come on out. Check it out. Probably still time to get some machinery in that auction if you'd like as well. So give the crew at Pipers a call, 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099. But if you're a buyer, I'd go to Pifers.com today and take a look. Kevin Pifer, Nick Johnson handling the listings out there. But there's a lot to pick from. There's, what, 4 or 5 pages of, great machinery here. Looking at a 95 John Deere 8970 tractor, looking at a 04 John Deere combine, looking at an 04, another 9860 STS. Combine, looking at Westfield Auger, I'm looking at a Cat Dozer, I'm looking at an International Combine, a Komatsu Wheel Loader, a lot of things. There's some fun things here, dude. There's a Honda Gold Wings GL1500 and a Hitchhiker 30-foot fifth-wheel camper. So check all the items out at Pipers.com and then join us. We will be there at 10 a.m. on Wednesday next week, okay? So less than a week away. And there's all kinds of other things happening. Pipers.com for the listing. Farm machinery auction coming up on in Cheyenne early April. Construction auction, a few of those in April. And farm auctions in New England on the 27th of April. So the full catalog available for one phone call, 877-700-4099, or a call to Pipers.com. Tom Slayer is here from Grand Sky. On What's on Your Mind, Chris Berg from Point of View coming up before the end of the program, and wrap up on a few topics on your text as well. Big day today with the health care vote in Congress, and we'll have details of that tomorrow. I see that Chairman Nunes of the House Intelligence Committee has apologized to his Democratic colleagues for not briefing the committee first before he did President Trump. So that's now the issue rather than the actual intelligence they've unearthed, but this is a part of the palace intrigue we've been following last, I guess it just happened yesterday afternoon. Kind of a big one. Anyway, so we're at Bismarck State College today. Department of Commerce has a wonderful event celebrating UAS development, giving folks an update, getting folks together, and Tom Sawyer is here, the president a partner in Grand Sky Development Company. Tom, nice to have you back on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me this morning.
Nice to see you. What is Grand Sky?
Grand Sky is an unmanned aircraft airport. You could call it a drone airport, but we don't usually use the word drone much. It's remotely piloted aircraft or unmanned aircraft. And it's a business park and airport where we can launch and recover very large unmanned aircraft.
There are how many UAS test sites around the country?
There are seven. Seven states have been designated as a test site.
Okay, and we have one of those seven.
Yep.
It is, by all standards, the leading U.S. test site. That's not even just being sort of cocky. That's just the deal, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's just factually because first of this, first of that. Another first just came along, the beyond line of sight situation. So, what does that mean, to beyond line of sight?
Yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of heavy technical jargon, but it's very simple. It's the ability, the permission to fly a drone, an unmanned aircraft, farther than you can actually see it, which is generally considered to be about 2 miles, but you can fly it as far as you need to go to do the job with it you need to do. That's going to absolutely unlock and unleash the industry, and North Dakota is the first place where we're going to be able to do it on a repeatable, replicable basis.
Why does it unlock and unleash the industry?
Well, right now, one of the problems that we have is that a pilot has to be in visual sight of the aircraft that they're flying. So there are plenty of farm fields out there that are far larger than you can actually see across. And so you would have to then stop, move the pilot location to then fly again. And that's just a lot of repetition of moving the individual person. All you're really doing is, you know, just moving the person from place to place to place. And you're not really taking full advantage of the aircraft's ability to fly very long distances and stay in the air for a very long time. So from that point of view, if we can fly the aircraft, we can launch it from Grand Sky. We can fly it to as far as Missouri, out across to Idaho. We can fly it across into as far as New York if we needed to, and the beyond line of sight, so you obviously wouldn't see it if it was flying that far, but being able to fly that far, collect the information it needs to collect, and then return home radically reduces the cost and improves the effectiveness of the equipment.
So when you were able to do this here in North Dakota, you're proving to the FAA we can do this without it being a train wreck, for lack of a better term?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So how long does that take? How long before you say, hey, look, it works, right? We've done everything. We've gone through every fail safe, and here's our safety record, and here's what's happened now. Let us do this anywhere.
I think the FAA wants us to first fly for about 20 hours under the current rules using this beyond line of sight system, and then also having a chase plane behind the aircraft for about 20 hours to prove that the system works, and then they're going to let the chase plane go away and we're going to show them that it works. And then as we, over the entire summer, as we start to accumulate more and more and more safety data proving the track record that it will work, that it is safe, this is how we deal with an incident. And an incident in this case will be, a crop duster kind of came into the area where the unmanned aircraft. Well, we vector the unmanned aircraft away to keep it safe and keep both the crop duster and the unmanned aircraft safe. And we'll show that that's how we deal with it. And FAA will sign off and say, great, okay, you can start doing this commercially. Hopefully, that's the intent.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So what's after beyond line of sight?
Well, we're also working on a number of companies to come and set up shop here. I was just actually had the privilege to be over in the Capitol building this morning and provided a little bit of information to some of the legislators who are interested in this and trying to understand it some more. And, sometimes I forget myself, there's been over $50 million of private sector investment into Grand Sky already. It's a great economic development success, I think. We're trying to add more companies. So I think you had one of those companies, Harris, on the radio this morning. They're one of those companies we want to have here, and hiring people with really good jobs, aerospace-related jobs, out at Grand Sky. So we're working on a lot of tenants that now we have this beyond line of sight. Now we have full access to the runway. There's a lot of things we've been building over the last 2 years. It's time to start harvesting the fruit.
They, sounded like evangelists for North Dakota.
I am a true believer. Absolutely.
I'm not just you. I'm just saying Harris did. Walking through everything that's happening. So where a company like Harris, I know you've got Northrop Grumman here. You've got General Atomics here. You have other companies that are looking. I mean, does a company like Harris come and say, wow, it's real and this is coming. So, you know, let's set up shop. I mean, is it happening?
That's what's happening. That's what we're working on now. So they're making a lot of investments with respect to technologies and systems that they want to install. They're working with us to install, and they're going to need to hire people and put them here to continue to operate and maintain those systems. So we're showing them all the brochures we can, and you know, as the springtime comes along, it's a great time to showcase Grand Forks. So
what is your vision of this, 5 years from now?
My vision is pretty simple. I mean, a vision of a business park is not a very it's not a very sexy thing. It's buildings. It's people coming to work every day in their building to do their jobs. But really what I kind of imagine is a lot of coming and going of unmanned aircraft flying all over the upper Midwest, performing a variety of different jobs. I envision unmanned cargo planes being able to launch and recover from Grand Sky, carrying cargo and carrying packages around the country. The capability of these aircraft means that from Grand Forks we can reach most of the continental United States. Maybe the southern tip of Florida is a little tough, but we can reach most of the United States and fly these aircraft to do agriculture inspections, energy inspections, do all sorts of things. This isn't just a what can you do with a drone in North Dakota. It's what can North Dakota do for the rest of the country.
Yeah, we had a texter earlier that said I was using the analogy with the lieutenant governor about the Wright brothers, you know, and the vision of the Wright brothers and how it started and what it's now become.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be an offshoot of that. Or this, you know, I think his point was, you go to Grand Forks, you feel like this is the beginning of an industry from the ground up that's going to just emerge like, you know, we can't even envision. You know, we're, it's not really, his point was, it's its own bucket. It's not like in the technology bucket. It's in its own bucket because it crosses so many boundaries, transportation,
it's
whatever.
Absolutely. It's not just aviation. It's not just technology. It's going to impact every industry. Every well out in the Bakken area has to be inspected. And sometimes in the winter they get snowed in. And it's hard to get to them. We can fly an unmanned aircraft from Grand Forks over there and inspect every single well over there in one trip. I mean, there's tremendous cost efficiencies that can be done. After a storm, the storm damage investigations that can be done, and where a farmer and the insurance company will both have equal information, which makes it better for both. So one side doesn't have more or less information than the other. With the ability to provide real-time, actionable information to end users, whether it's a farmer or a police officer or what it needs to be, is really what the power of this industry is.
The texter said, if the Wright brothers went to school to sit behind a desk and play with their cell phones, we still wouldn't fly. At some point, people have to get their hands dirty.
That's absolutely right.
Now, I've been to Grand Sky, and some of these companies, the way they started, they're getting their hands plenty dirty. I mean, they're out there in temporary facilities and everything else, and obviously Tom Kenville was talking about, Tommy was mentioning they have, flying some wind turbines today.
Yeah.
So, you're in the middle of a field, or if you're doing pipeline stuff. So if you like to get dirty, there's a part of this industry that's going to be for you, too.
If you like to get dirty, this is a great industry to be in. This industry, Tommy and some of the folks he work with tend to use smaller aircraft, and I tend to be focused on the largest of the large aircraft. I want aircraft that can stay aloft an entire day or more. I want to be able to collect up, vast amounts of data and be able to get that data to end users as actionable information. But the smaller UAS, there's always a role for small UAS for precision applications like windmill inspections, building inspections. I can't get close with a 131-foot wingspan, but Tommy's aircraft can get pretty close to it, and so there's a tremendous opportunity. But the jobs that they do, we call it the dull, the dirty, and the dangerous. If somebody doesn't have to go up on a 3-story high angled roof to do an inspection, they can do it with a drone from the ground. It's safer. If somebody doesn't have to, go up on that windmill 100 plus feet, 300, 400 feet in the air, it's safer. So dull, dirty, and that doesn't mean you're not going to get dirty, though. It's dirty. And luckily, we're going to be getting out of the temporary facilities this summer here. So,
is there anything that's holding everything back now? Is regulation a concern or anything that would stunt the growth of this?
Right now, here in North Dakota, the legislature's taken a very deliberate approach to say, well, let's not put any regulation in as a reaction to either enhance or detract the industry. Let's kind of let it mature on its own and then see what kind of regulation we need to have. All of us are very concerned about privacy rights, and that's very important. I don't think we need new regulation to guarantee those privacy rights. I think the Fourth Amendment and privacy rights as they are right now apply to unmanned aircraft as well as anything else. So nationally, there are other states. The FAA is still, kind of slowly opening the door to use for this aircraft, but it's coming along.
Fascinating to watch, that's for sure. That's great. Well, good to hear. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the update.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on Harris. Sounds like that's getting closer to being another a big player as part of the Grand Sky. Tom Sawyer, president and partner, Grand Sky Development Company, on What's On Your Mind. Chris Berg next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater. And I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So it sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas, there's sunrooms, they've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Text says, speaking of drones, I just watched the third annual New York City Drone Festival. And one of the guys that was big on drones during the Standing Rock protest won the grand prize for the footage he submitted. It was titled Note Apple. Yeah. Most of those were illegal. They were showing where they were scratching off the FAA findings. So like everything with the eco-terrorists, they're breaking the law, number one. Number two, the whole Note Apple thing was about people, you know, using YouTube videos and drone footage and everything else to raise money to then do more illegal things. It's disgusting. Going to celebrate some award for that, but it's very telling about what the whole thing is. So that just really rubs me the wrong way, in case you didn't pick up the vibe there. We're also brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. A little wet out there, but there's a lot of work going, and a lot of work starting on the field. And I'll tell you what, the nice thing about an Apache sprayer is you got that lighter footprint. You know, so on a wet day, muddy conditions in the field, you're likely in the field when your neighbors are not. They also have that wind drift management system now, the electronic drift management system, so you can select your droplet size and keep it all day no matter what speed you're cruising in the field at. They also have the ET Ag Center to support whatever you need, any kind of ag application part. You could dream it up, they got it, 50,000 parts. And not just for Apache brands, but all brands as well. Find them in Mandan across from Bonanza in Fargo, south of, actually Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, at High Plains Apache. Chris Berg from Point of View, who unfortunately is preempted tonight for March Madness, but good for him. He gets to spend a little family time here to check in with us on a couple of stories that we've been following. Yesterday, our television screens dominated once again with a terrorist attack. This one outside the United Kingdom's Parliament. I don't know about you, Chris, but I get to the point where when I see the news headline, I go, what happened? Oh, another one. And then I go right back to my day. I mean, what do you make of this latest attack?
Well, two things. It is shocking because for people that don't know, you and I were just talking briefly off the air, and I said, yeah, we're going to start with the terrorist attack, right? And you go, I think so. You're talking about London, right? Because you had to go, wait, is there another one? And the fact that your brain is even going in that direction shows how sad the state of affairs is globally. And, you know, for some breaking news here, the American that was killed over in London, maybe your listeners haven't heard this yet, but he was over there celebrating his 25th wedding anniversary. So just a horrible story. And I think all of us would agree, hey, our thoughts and prayers go out there. Here's what I'm sick and tired of happening, Scott, is all these PC police people telling you and I that if we were just more loving, if we were just more caring, if we were just more compassionate, the terrorists wouldn't kill us. And I brought this up last night with Congressman Kramer that I haven't really heard a lot of people talk about. Maybe you have, but it's a big missing element that needs to be discussed, because what they tell you, these PC police, isn't true, because the mayor of London is a Muslim. So clearly London people are very compassionate, very understanding, very open-minded, and guess what? The terrorists will still kill you.
They'll kill you in this case with a car and also a knife, right? That's the other thing I'd like to bring up, because so often we think that somehow this is, when a gun is used, it's, oh, see, the guns are the problem, rather than the way of thinking. But, you know, somebody called earlier and said, I'm looking at all these places Rex Tillerson is saying we're coordinating with on this global war on terrorists. Isn't this world war? Yeah, to me it's a world war, isn't it? I mean, that's what we're facing here. I think our biggest detriment is that not enough people are of the mentality that it is war and that we need to fight it and take it out. Agree or disagree?
I agree with you 1,000%, and I believe that people right now, after the, what was it, 13, 15 years we've been in Afghanistan, that people, they just don't have the appetite to hear those words. But if you're honest with yourself, that's what's happening. The King of Jordan said that a while ago on 60 Minutes. He goes, look, no one's saying this, but this is World War III. We need to confront this for what it is and stop, you know, being PC about it.
No question about it. I also want to ask you about a story you've been spending a lot of time talking about and doing a great job of informing people in this, I guess I'd call it a battle between Governor Mark Dayton in Minnesota, ripping on law enforcement, ripping on the state of North Dakota over the compact request of a relationship that we've had with many other places. Mark Dayton said some really offensive things in these letters. Tell our listeners what he said that most offends you.
Wow. Most offends me? He says that North Dakota and the company are responsible for how this situation got politicized. He also says that why would we want to send people over to North Dakota? North Dakota's got plenty of money to pay for its law enforcement. You know, those are just a couple minor things, and I brought that up to Congressman Kramer last night, and he said, look, it just goes to show you, and these are Congressman Kramer's words, not mine, but just how out of touch, disrespectful, and crazy partisan politics Mark Dayton plays. And I would just encourage people, because when you hear the actual sound bites from his news conference yesterday, meeting Governor Dayton, it's pretty stunning what he has to say. And some of it, what we found out from Cecily Fong, who's with the North Dakota Emergency Management Services, isn't necessarily all accurate and true. So if you want to go to povnow.tv, we've got my interview up there with Mr. Franklin, the executive director of the Minnesota Sheriff's Association, as well as the soundbite from Governor Dayton.
And also, if you missed it, povnow.com has an interview that Chris did this week. Yeah. POVnow.tv. Sorry, POVnow.tv. You can miss it, catch any of the shows, but Chris did an interview with three spouses of law enforcement, two law enforcement and one National Guard, who were put through a horrific ordeal and threatened with their life during the DAPL crisis. We're going to chat with them Tuesday here on What's on Your Mind, but watch that interview. It was a really good interview, and if you miss any of the shows, you can check it out there. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, sir. God bless.
POVnow.tv. God bless you. See you tomorrow, folks. Bye-bye. Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in the sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.